my soul does not have a personal relationship with Hashem. If it would be personal, there would be something unique and distinct about it. As a result of all of this, the Alter Rebbe is saying, it would seem that by no means can a book do justice to man's individual spiritual growth. Even if the book is a Torah, even if the book is Divrei Elokim Chayim, contains the words of the living God, of the creator of every soul, it cannot address itself to the individual on an individual level. Not because the Sefer is not Torah. Even if the author is connected to Torah, even if those words are Torah words, nevertheless he expresses them according to his own particular path. It's not only legitimate what he's doing, it is necessary that a person should create, should imagine, should understand, should dictate even halachic rulings according to the distinct persona of his soul. And therefore every person who writes a book expresses to a significant degree his own personal individualism, his own psyche, his own soul. And for other people it remains a closed book, not because they can't understand what it says, but because essentially you're dealing with things that cannot be generalized, that cannot be all-encompassing. This experience is so individual, it's so distinct for every human being. You cannot make generalizations and include everyone with it. You're dealing with every person's spiritual path to God. And therefore, it would seem that a book by no means can address this need. For this, the Alter Rebbe says, one needs a teacher, a guide, an instructor, a Rebbe, who can inspire, touch, and guide his pupil based on who he is, based on this individual, with all his letdowns, with all his baggages, with all the ugly and beautiful things that are occurring in his life, but that are not occurring in anyone else's life. Hence, in summation, the Alter Rebbe is conveying his powerful reluctance in writing a book, a sefer of this nature, in writing a sefer shel beinonim, which would attempt to address man's particular verse, which he and only he can contribute to the powerful play called life. But nonetheless, he did write it. And he wrote it with this intention. Why? I speak, however, of those who know me well. I am not addressing myself to an unknown audience, rather to people who are yoidayu makirai, who know me intimately. Heim kol echad ve'echad me'anshei shleimenu shebebedina seinu smuchishala. This is each and every one of Anash, of Anshei Shleimenu, of the Hasidim of our country, in other words, Russia, and those countries nearby. Asher Hoya Hadibur Shel Chiba Matzui Beinenu, with whom affectionate words were often exchanged in private audiences. Vigilu Lefanai. And these are people who have revealed to me Kol Talu Mois Liba Mumaych, all that is hidden in the recesses of their heart and their mind, ba'avodas Hashem hatluya b'lev, in matters related to the service of Hashem, which is dependent on the heart. The path to discover your own personal spirituality, the road to develop a personal relationship with Hashem, the journey towards being at home with your own soul, is not an easy one. It is rather a winding, tedious, and steep road filled with many, many obstacles along the way. And an essential element of the Rebbe's function was to advise and guide these people in their spiritual development. So the Alter Rebbe says, Aleihem, to them, to these people, Ti toif milasi, my words shall seep through, will a shiny eight cipher, and my tongue shall take the form of a scribe's pen. In these pamphlets entitled Likutei Amarim, a compilation of teachings, compiled from books and teachers, heavenly saints, hamifursamim etzleinu, who are well known to us, uktzas mehen, some of these teachings, nirmazin lachakimin, beigreis hakodesh merabbeinu, shebartzeinu akdeisha tibane v'sikain mimheira biyameinu, amen. Some of these teachings the wise will find alluded to in the sacred letters of our teachers in the Holy Land. Some of these teachings I heard from their saintly mouth when they were here with us before they moved to Eretz Yisrael. Because as mentioned in our first class when we discussed the life and times of the Alter Rebbe, we spoke about some of the senior disciples of the Maggid of Mizrich, colleagues and teachers of the Alter Rebbe, moving and making aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, especially Reb Mendel Vitebske, Reb Menachem Mendel, also known as Reb Mendel of Haradok, as well as Rabbi Avraham Kaliske. So the Alter Rebbe says that these pamphlets, Likutei Amarim, which he has written, are compiled from Svarim and Seferim, from books and teachers we discussed in the first class, who he is specifically referring to, as well as on the teachings which he has heard from these colleagues and teachers which are now in Eretz Yisrael, both through the letters that they have sent him, and they have sent the Hasidim in the diaspora, as well as some of the teachings which he has heard from them when they were still presently residing here in Russia and Lithuania and the cities nearby. The Kulam, and all of these teachings, all of these pamphlets, and Tshuvos al Shailos Rabbos, are answers to many questions. Asher shoyalin be'etza kol anshei shleimenu demedinaseinu tamid. The questions which are posed continuously by anash of our country seeking advice, kol echad lefi arkei, each according to his stature. Lashis Eitzes B'Navsham B'Avodas Hashem, as to receive guidance for themselves in the service of Hashem. Liyais, because Ki Ein Azman Grama Oid LaHashiv L'Chal Echad V'Echad Al Shalase B'Pratos, time no longer permits me to reply to everyone individually on his particular query. In the beginning, when the numbers of Hasidim was not so large, the possibility existed for everyone to go in and converse with the Rebbe privately and intimately. But when the community of Hasidim accelerated to very large numbers, the Alter Rebbe could no longer devote to every individual the time required to talk and speak with them individually. V'gam, in addition to this, hashikcha metzuya, forgetfulness is common. Al kain, therefore, rashamti kol hatshuvos al kol hashailos. I have recorded all the replies to all the questions. Lemishmeres la'ais, to be preserved as a sign. Li'ais l'chol echad ve'echad l'zikaren b'neinov, to serve as a reminder in everyone's mind. V'layit chayk oid likanes l'dabini mi b'yichidus. So no longer will one need to press for a private audience. Ki bahen yimtza margaya l'nafshe. For in these Likutei Amarim, in the Tanya, one will find tranquility for his soul. Ve'eitza nechayna l'chol davar hakashe lov b'avaydas Hashem. And he will find true counsel on everything that he finds difficult in the service of Hashem. The nachon yia libay batuach b'Hashem geimer ba'adeinu. Thus his heart will be firmly secure in Hashem, who completes and perfects everything for us. We try what we can do. We maximize our potentials, our resources, our energies, and our kaiches. But ultimately, Hashem completes it for us. Hashem aids and guides every individual through the tedious path of life, through the journey of connecting with spirituality, of getting in contact with your own soul, of creating a personal relationship with Hashem. Hashem completes the work for us. It would thus seem that the Tanya is basically a compilation of replies to questions which have been presented to the author over the course of many years. From what he's saying here, it would appear that the Alter Rebbe wrote down the answers to the various questions he received over a long span of time from many of persons, from many different chassidim. But anyone who even scans through the 53 chapters of the Tanya will immediately observe that this is not the case. It doesn't even seem as a book of answers at all. It is rather built in the model of a systemized classical book, written in an organized manner, developing the ideas in a highly intellectual, evolutionary fashion. Not, apparently, as answers to questions, which are usually characterized by their being somewhat less systematic and evolutionary. Says the Alter Rebbe that despite this perceived structure, his sefer is nonetheless essentially a sefer of tshuvos, of personal responses to personal dilemmas. And this means that the Tanya essentially possesses a dual structure, an outer one and an inner one. You see, many books of musar, of ethics and spiritual growth, deal with particular problems and questions in life, discussing the various ways and methods through which man can solve these problems and achieve certain goals in specific areas of his life. In such type of discussion and analysis, there is of course a major advantage because it addresses particular, definitive, articulate questions that the human being asks himself. And therefore the responses and answers to these questions are also defined, articulate, and clear. But together with this advantage, this also creates a major limitation, because the discussion is limited to those particular problems which the Sefer is dealing with. Hence, the solutions of the Sefer are also applicable and relevant only to specific people. So a person could stand and behold such a book, can be impressed from the book, and realize that it is actually a great, deep, and profound creation, but nevertheless, as a book of ethics, as a book of spiritual self-help, it will not talk to him. His feeling might be that it does not contain the proper, accurate answer to his problems, to his distinct personality and his situation at that time. The Tanya, in stark contrast, does not focus primarily on specific, isolated problems, but rather attempts, interestingly, to uncover the root of the issues, to trace man's myriads of problems and struggles back to their core. The Alter Rebbe teaches us not to deal with the problems only as isolated problems, bruises, and occurrences, but rather to discover their quintessential origin. The Tanya is in search of the deepest elements of man's consciousness. It deals with the first and primary causes of life's struggles, and the guidance in the Tanya directs man to see the millions and millions of nuanced dilemmas, doubts, impulses as manifestations of an essential problem: the conflict between the good and evil in his soul. With contained passion, graceful prose, and stunning depth, the author describes the life of man as a battlefield between good and evil, between the impulses drawing his soul downwards and the ambition to soar upwards. The chapters of the book, which evolve from one another, and are intertwined with each other. Grant the reader an x-ray of his soul and allow him to recognize the inner face of his consciousness, to discover the essential duality by which his consciousness is dichotomized, to understand the forces at work, the methods of the battle, and its myriads upon myriads of implications. For this reason, the Alter Rebbe did not write a book of definitive answers responding to definitive questions. The advantage in that would have been that it would contain clear-cut answers to clear-cut questions. But that would have made it accessible only to few, those few confronted with these particular issues. Therefore, he did it differently. He wrote a systematic book, very well developed and organized, addressing the whole panorama of man's life from its deepest dimensions to its most external manifestations and projections, thus including in it the totality of the human experience, presenting a message relevant to all of the people at every moment of their life. And this, I think, is the meaning in his words, Al Kein Rashamti Kol HaTshuvos Al Kol HaShailos. I've recorded in this book all the answers to all the questions. How can you say such a thing? How can you say that you recorded in this sefer all the responses to all the questions? There are so many individuals, as the Alter Rebbe so adequately described in the first part of introduction. And every individual, everyone look at your own soul. You know what's going on in your soul. There's a whole world, there's a whole universe with so many nuances and complexities and details. And everyone has their questions, and questions that come up constantly that touch us and are relevant to us. And he says that in this Tanya, he has Kol HaTshuvos Al Kol HaShailos. Because if he indeed would have written a definitive work of particular questions and specific answers, that limitation would exist. But the Alter Rebbe attempts to go back to the quintessence, to go back to the root, to go back to the core, to the heart of our dilemmas and struggles, where he sees, ultimately, at the root of all problems, of all depressions, of all melancholiness, of all letdowns, of all failures, this quintessential dichotomy and multiplicity between that element in us, which is mundane, egotistical, physical, earthly, and selfish, and that element in us, which imbues us with a sense of transcendence, idealism, selflessness, godliness, spirituality, ecstasy, and that need to go beyond the earthly shackles that constrain us and touch the divine. But together with this, the author is saying that this is not a book of abstractions. It's not a book which consists of a theoretical spiritual doctrine. It's not a book of thought which a man authors as an outgrowth of his own consciousness, as an expression in many ways of his own self. But rather, this is a very personal book. A sefer which is essentially a book of answers, sensitive answers to sensitive questions. The book might be structured as an abstract, systematic manifesto. The book might possess that classical, all-encompassing structure built on certain philosophical axioms and foundations. But that is only an outer external structure, covering up a deeper system, where this sefer is very personal and intimate, where it serves as a personal guide to individual dilemmas. The book, he is saying, possesses the power of yichidus. Yichidus is the term describing the private audience he is describing over here, which existed between the Rebbe and the Chassid. When you visited the Rebbe, when you went into the Rebbe's room, the power in that audience, the power in that yichidus, was not that the Rebbe conveyed to you his general view of life, his general shita and philosophy about life. The power of yichidus was that you asked the Rebbe your own questions, and the Rebbe responded to you, to your soul, to your heart, to your individuality. There was a spiritual intimacy that existed in the yichidus. It was my questions that the Rebbe addressed. The Tanya that the Alter Rebbe is saying
contains that energy. The Tanya, he says, is an exchange of that spiritual intimacy experienced by Yechidus. This is a sefer which responds to the reader more than it projects the author. That is its power. Yes, due to its general structure, the questions are not always so clear. It's not like Yechidus, you go in, you relate to the Rebbe your questions, your dilemmas, your problems, and he responds. Due to it's a book, it's a general structure, the questions are not so clear, and the answers are not always so vivid. There is a need to search till one finds that connection, that path from the written idea to his personal dilemmas. But the unique strength of the Sefer lay in the fact that it is not an author's presentation about life. Rather, it's a response to people's quests. The Tanya is not just a book. It's a live conversation of the author with living human beings. Through the Tanya, one can experience that spiritual intimacy with the Alter Rebbe. You're not just reading what he has to say. Rather, he is answering your questions. The fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Rebbe Rashab, put it thus in one of his talks. He says, to learn Tanya is to converse with Alter Rebbe. To converse with Reb Shneur Zalman. And Alter Rebbe continues, Umi shedai tek tzara, lahavin dvar eitzim etech kontreisim elu. He whose mind is too limited to understand how to derive advice from these pamphlets, let him discuss his problem with the foremost scholars of his town, and they will enlighten him. If the book would have been written in a form of questions and answers, it might have been easier for a particular individual to extract from it the specific advice he needs at a particular situation. But in this case, again, it would be necessary to discuss the details of the problems, which would make the answers relevant to an exclusive few, as explained above. In order for it to be relevant and applicable to various of people in a many of conditions, the Sefer is edited in a different fashion, where the structure of the book consists of general ideas and insights about life's issues. The questions remain as they are in the reader's heart, personal questions from individuals who are learning and reading the Tanya in their specific time, space, and condition. Hence, the journey from the personal question to the written response the reader must make on his own. And this is often difficult. Not everyone can find that connection. How is the Alter Rebbe's message relating to the question burning in me at this moment? This is not an essential problem. The answer is in the book. It's a literary one, in extracting the specific answer from within the encompassing structure. So to overcome this difficulty, the author suggests that the reader bring forth the issues to the senior scholars and sensitive men in his community, the Gdolim Shebeirai. They will guide him and help him in finding the method of conversing with the Alter Rebbe through the Tanya. Va'aleihem bakashasi, of these scholars I request, shaloi losam yad lepe, they not lay their hand upon their mouth, lehisnahig ba'anava v'shiflus shol sheker chas v'shalim, to conduct themselves with false modesty and humility. Implaced modesty, when you can offer spiritual help to another person, when you can offer information, healing information to another individual, and in the name of humility, you put your hand on your mouth, you say, no, I don't have what to tell you, I don't know, I don't understand, I don't feel. That he defines as another shel sheker. It's false humility. It's well known how bitter the punishment of him who withholds food, him who withholds spiritual nourishment from him who seeks it, the goydel haschar, as well as the great reward granted to one who does provide such knowledge. We know this mimaymer azal al pasuk meir einei shneim Hashem, from the statement of our sages of Chazal on the pasuk which says in Mishlei Chavtes, Meir Einei Shneim Hashem. The verse reads, Rosh V'ish Tachachim Nifgishu, Meir Einei Shneim Hashem. The pauper and the wealthy man meet, Hashem enlightens the eyes of them both. And the Gemara, in Mesichta Tmura Daf Tezayin, applies this to a pauper in Torah knowledge and to one who is healthy in Torah. When they meet, and the wealthy one teaches the pauper, Hashem enlightens the eyes of both of them with a light that transcends them both. Ki yayir Hashem panav aleihem. Hashem will cause His face to shine upon them, Eir pnei melechayim, with the light of the countenance of the King which provides life. Umechayechayim, may He who provides life, the Alter Rebbe concludes, Yizakeinu v'yechayenu, may He grant us the privilege of living to see the days, liyamim, to see the days, asher layumedu eid ishes reyeyu v'gaymer, ki kulam yedu oisi. Those days concerning which the prophet Yirmiyahu tells us in Perek Lamed Aleph, that no longer will one man teach another to know me, for they will all know me from the smallest to the greatest. Ki kulam yedu oisi limikatin v'ad gadol, he says. Because Kimala Ha'aretz Deyes Hashem V'Gaymer, for as Yeshayahu puts it in Pas Perek Yud Aleph, at that time at the Messianic era, the knowledge of Hashem will fill the earth as the waters fill the sea. Amen Ken Yehi Ratzein. Amen, may this be His will. Now, the Alter Rebbe concludes with a few final lines about the publishing of the Sefer, the actual printing and publishing of the book, as well as the copyright. V'hine ach asher nispashtu akuntresim hanal bekerev kol anash hanal. Now, as the aforementioned pamphlets have been distributed among all of the anash mentioned above, v'hatok eis rabbis midei seferim shoinim u'meshunim, by means of numerous transcriptions at the hands of sundry and diverse copyists, because as mentioned in the first class when we discussed part of the history of the writing and publication of the Tanya, we know that the Alter Rebbe didn't write a book and immediately gave it to be published in a printing press. Rather, first it was distributed as kuntresim, as pamphlets in a manuscript form, which were copied. One manuscript was copied from another manuscript, and thus the Tanya became public among the Hasidim and among many other Jews. So he says, Hinei al yedei ribui ha'atakis shoinis, the multitude of transcriptions, through this multitude, rabu k'may rabu ha'to'uyeh seifnim b'ma'id ma'id. This multitude of hatakis, of copying, of transcriptions, has given rise to an exceeding great number of textual errors. Ulzois nadvarucham shalanosh mefrus efrasim hanekuvim hanal me'evir ladav. Therefore, the spirit of noble men mentioned on the previous page has generously moved them litroyach begufam u'ma'idam to make a personal and financial effort. To have these pamphlets published, cleared of all dross and copyists' errors, and thoroughly checked. I congratulate them, I tell them yasher chela on this worthy deed that they have done. And over here he's referring to the printers, to those who printed the Tanya, which are mentioned, and he says, Me'evir Ladaf, on the previous page. On the previous page, before the introduction, there are printed the approbations, the haskamais that the Alter Rebbe received for the Tanya prior to publishing the Tanya. He received approbations from two individuals, colleagues, students of the Maggid of Mizritch, Reb Yehuda Leib HaKayan and Reb Zusha of Anipoli. And in the approbation of Reb Zusha of Anipoli, he mentions the two partners who have actually brought the Tanya to print and have published it. And those are Reb Shalim Shachna, who was the son-in-law of the author. He was the father of Reb Menachem Mendel, the third Lubavitcher Rebbe. Reb Shalim Shachna married the daughter of the Alter Rebbe, Rebbe Tzendvayda Leia. The second printer's name was Reb Mardechai Gorowitz, who was the printer of Shklov. And now the Alter Rebbe continues and concludes concerning the copyright of these publishers. V'liyayis k'mikra malei dibur hakasuv arur masik v'ureyeyu. inasmuch as the verse in Sefer Dvarim Perek Chav Zayin states explicitly, cursed be he who encroaches on his fellow's border. And our sages tell us that va'arur by klala by nidui chas v'shalom v'cholu, where the expression in Torah arur is used, where the expression cursed is used, it implies both damnation and excommunication. May God preserve us. The Gemara tells us this in Shvua Yistaf Lamed Vav. Therefore, the Alter Rebbe says it's actually superfluous to add any further prohibition on violating the copyright of the publishers, because the Pasuk already tells us, Arur Masig Vureyeu. But nevertheless, Al Kain, therefore, Ki Yehuda Va'ayd L'Krakasin, I come only as a mere practice in Yehuda to reinforce an explicit scriptural statement. The Gemara in Kiddushin and other places, whenever there is something which the Pasuk, which the Titus tells us clearly, we not allowed to do. And then we also bring a reinforcement to that by saying that in Yehuda, in the Judean part of Eretz Yisrael, this was the conduct. So the Gemara says, Yehuda v'ayid l'kra. It's already a pasuk, so you have to reinforce it with a mere practice that was practiced in Judea. So the Alter Rebbe is saying, yeah, indeed, the idea that you're not allowed to violate the copyright of the publishers is a clear pasuk. But I'm coming only as a Yehuda v'ayid l'kra, as if to reinforce the words as a mere practice in Yehuda, l'mishdi gudu rabba al kol ha-matfisim, invoking a strict prohibition on all publishers. Not to publish and print these pamphlets either themselves or through their agents, without the permission of the above named partners, for a period of 5 years from the day that this printing is completed. The printing was completed in the year 1796, 200 years ago actually. May it be pleasant for those who comply, and may they be blessed with good. These are the words of the compiler of the aforementioned Likutei Amarim. With his great and profound humility, the Alter Rebbe terms himself merely as a compiler, as a malakit, as a person who assembled together ideas from different teachers and different books, and that's how actually he calls the Sefer Likutei Amarim, a compilation of teachings. So these above mentioned words, which are actually the introduction of the foundational classic of the Alter Rebbe, the Tanya, these words, he says, are the Divrei HaMalakit, are the words of the compiler of this Likutei Amarim. And now the Alter Rebbe begins with the first chapter of the Tanya, which we will embark on learning, God willing, next week. Have a wonderful week.
Rabbi Jacobson delivers this weekly class on the Tanya each Sunday morning at Heichal Menachem in the Borough Park section of Brooklyn, New York. To order additional tapes or to receive the tapes weekly by mail, please call Heichal Menachem at 718-633-1076.